This is Audible.
Audible Frontiers presents Dreams of Steel, written by Glenn Cook and narrated by Rachel Butera.
Chapter 1. Many months have passed. Much has happened and much has slipped from my memory. Insignificant details have stuck with me while important things have gotten away. Some things I know only from third parties, and more I can only guess. How often have my witnesses perjured themselves? It did not occur to me, till this time of enforced inactivity befell me, that an important tradition was being overlooked, that no one was recording the deeds of the Black Company. I dithered then. It seemed a presumption for me to take up the pen. I have no training. I am no historian, nor even much of a writer. Certainly I don't have Croker's eye or ear or wit, so I shall confine myself to reporting facts as I recall them. I hope the tale is not too much colored by my own presence within it, nor by what it has done to me. With that apologia, herewith, this addition to the annals of the Black Company, in the tradition of annalists before me, the Book of Lady. Lady, Annalist, Captain. Chapter 2. The elevation was not good. The distance was extreme. But Willow Swan knew what he was seeing.
They're getting their butts kicked.
Armies contended before the city Dejagore, at the center of a circular, hill-encompassed plain. Swan and three companions watched. Blade grunted agreement. Cordy Mather, Swan's oldest friend, said nothing. He just tried to kick the stuffing out of a rock. The army they favored was losing. Swan and Mather were whites, blonde and brunette, hailing from Roses, a city 7,000 miles north of the Killing Ground. Blade was a black giant of uncertain origins, a dangerous man with little to say. Swan and Mather had rescued him from crocodiles a few years earlier. He had stuck. The three were a team. Swan cursed softly, steadily, as the battle situation worsened. The fourth man did not belong. The team would not have had him if he volunteered. People called him Smoke. Officially, he was the fire marshal of Taglios, the city-nation whose army was losing. In reality, he was the Taglian court wizard. He was a nut-brown little man whose very existence annoyed Swan.
"That's your army out there, Smoke," Willow growled. "It goes down, you go down. Bet the Shadowmasters would love to lay hands on you."
Sorceries yowled and barked on the battlefield.
"Maybe make marmalade out of you, unless you've cut a deal already."
"Ease up, Willow," Mather said. "He's doing something."
Swan looked at the butternut-colored runt.
"Sure enough, but what?"
Smoke had his eyes closed. He mumbled and muttered. Sometimes his voice crackled and sizzled like bacon in an overheated pan.
"He ain't doing nothing to help the Black Company. You quit talking to yourself, you old buzzard. We got a problem. Our guys are getting whipped. You want to try to turn that around before I turn you over my..."